Retinue Chayadim, Klal Lamadal Simen Ches. And the last point over here, what he talks about is this idea of making early Shabbos. We're saying, even though you're knowing the whole week to wait to Daven Marav till after Seis, Erev Shabbos you're allowed to be Mekel. And we explain that we have a concept that you should not do a Tarsi Nisasa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mincha ends by the time Mincha ends by Plag, and after Plag is really time for Marv. According to the Chachamim, Mincha continues until Menash Moshe's last Tzitzit Chachamim, and Marv is after Tzitzit Chachamim. A person preferably should really follow one opinion. According to one sheet, you're allowed to change every single day. So we're saying, even according to the opinion that you should follow one opinion all of the time, Erev Shabbos is more than you need. But that doesn't mean you should ignore the other opinion. The other opinion says that no, each day is different. And today, so where's the Tarta Disastri? In one day, a person should not daven Mincha Marib in the same time slot. So I'm going to be Mekel, like Adam says, that allow you to daven Marib early, even though normally you wait to daven Marib until later. But that doesn't mean you should daven Mincha Marib in the same time slot. We call Malcolm, and there he came. He's early spell a mincha, couldn't plug a mincha, show you a tart to the sasri. So the Chayyadim raises, the Gemara says that the person should not do tart to the sasri. This is the din. The Gemara says, Dabit Kamar Abed, but it shouldn't be a tart to the sasri. That's how the Sharon already understand the din of the Gemara. So that applies over here. Yes, I'll be makel to follow the opinion each day is separate. But within one day, a person has an issue of Tarti Disaster, a person should not have a mincha marav in the same time slot. And that's how the Chayyadim believes that he does not bring any dissenting opinion in that regard. But the Mishtavura, for those of you who have the Chayyadim with the Piski Mishtavura, so in the footnote number 12, we bring that there's an opinion which is makel. Because of the for tzibur purposes, you can be mekel to daven mincha marav at the same time slot. That's the opinion of the Derech HaChaim. But then Mishabur says, but even so, he would only really be comfortable doing that if a person is going to daven marav b'benish moshes. Even though normally we wait for Tzitzit Kachavim, we're arguing that the Zman is Tzitzit Kachavim, but Ben Hashmosh is a suffix when it is. It's possibly nighttime already. So if I want to be Mekel, at least if I wait till after Shkia, during the period of Ben Hashmosh, maybe I'm davening B'Laila. So maybe I'm a kind of Loch of Laila. So that's how the Shabur says that a person should only be Mekel to do that. And he's davening Marav, the Ben Hashmosh. So again, normally this person waits till Daven's Marav by Tzitzit Kachavim. And now he's being Mekel Daven Marav early. And he's being Mekel Daven Mincha and Marav both after Plag, before Tzitzit Kachavim. But at least Marav during Ben Hashmoshes. And that will give you, according to some possibilities, it's considered Laila. Now for Kriya Shema, you still need Tzitzit Kachavim. But for Marav, it's nighttime. It's a Sophic Laila, at least, as opposed to Vade, not Laila. So that's what he says. Mishnah Rav will do Mekel that far. To clarify, so the scenario which we daven based on the opinion of the Gerua, Mincha before Plag and Marav after Plag, it's well before Shkia. But you follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Chayyadim that we calculate the day from Alois HaShachar until Saint Sukhavim. So Plag and Mincha is an hour and a quarter of the halacha. Hours, 1.25 halachic hours before Tzitzit Kachavim. So that can be very fairly close to Shkia. So if a person will daven Mincha before Shkia and Marav after Shkia, it's a little more lenient. This is the source which the Pesukim can bring down for the many shuls were daven Mincha Marav within the same time slot, but their mak was at least to wait until after Shkia to daven Marav. So they try and make sure the mincha is before Marav, before Shkia, before Ben Hashmosh starts, and Marav is after is through Ben Hashmosh. So you gain at least that opinion. So the Chayyadim is fairly unequivocal that a person should not do Tarta Disasri. The Minhag Olam is to be Samech on the Derech HaChaim, and not even the way that Mr. Burr understands it. Many people do that. There is another option, is to try and work the Plag of Mincha of the opinions of the Magen Avraham, etc. So we mentioned that to calculate that is very difficult. The Gra, it's very clear what time is sunrise, what time is sunset. And you divide that time into 12 hours, you take 1.25 of those hours, you subtract that from sunset, and that is Plaga Mincha. According to the opinion of the Rishonim, which say that we calculate from Alus HaShachar until Seisuk HaChavim, it's much more complicated exactly when Seisuk HaChavim is and how you calculate that amount of time. So one look that I saw had one time applied mincha for the Gra, and if I call correctly, there were 9 different times of calculation for plaga mincha according to the Magen Avraham. So, but theoretically, a person could try with the Magen Avraham and the mincha before plaga of the Magen Avraham, and marv after plaga of the Magen Avraham, at least according to what would be considered the standard or the majority of opinions, and that would be some advantage. You would take advantage of your avoidance as this astri, according to the opinions, it's totally from Alus HaShachar to Seisuk HaChavim, which we mentioned a partial list. It's basically most of the Rishonim and also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, and the Chayyim, etc. So that's definitely something significant to try and rely on. Have a good day.